with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. The Trump administration has unveiled a $4.7 trillion budget proposal, including a request for $8.6 billion to fund a border wall. Wall Street Journal reporter Kate Davidson joins us with the details in just a moment. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. Indonesia and China, both among Boeing's biggest customers, have now grounded the company's 737 MAX 8 aircraft following a deadly Ethiopian Airlines crash on Sunday. All 157 people on board the flight were killed. The crash in Ethiopia follows the October crash of a Lion Air jetliner in Indonesia. That was another Boeing 737 MAX 8, and the crash killed all 189 people on board. Both planes had crashed shortly after takeoff. China and Indonesia broke with traditional air safety practice by grounding the aircraft. Suspensions typically follow instructions from regulators in the country where the aircraft was certified, in this case, the U.S. Boeing said Monday that the investigation is in its early stages and that the information available didn't warrant any new guidance to carriers. Milwaukee will host the Democratic National Convention in 2020. The Midwest city in the battleground state of Wisconsin will host the convention from July 13th to 16th. It was chosen over Houston and Miami. Republicans hold their convention the following month in Charlotte, North Carolina, from August 24th to August 27th. Wisconsin poses a key challenge for Democrats in 2020. In 2016, Wisconsin went to Donald Trump. It was the first time the state voted for a Republican presidential candidate since 1984. The U.S. is ramping up pressure on Germany to drop Chinese telecom giant Huawei. In a letter to Germany's economics minister, the U.S. ambassador to the country wrote that the U.S. would have to scale back intelligence sharing with Germany if the country uses Huawei or other Chinese companies in building its 5G network. The U.S. has been trying to persuade allies not to use Huawei, saying its equipment could be used to spy for Beijing. Germany says it sees no evidence of that, and it's a charge the company has repeatedly denied. Tesla is altering its plans to close stores and shift to selling online. The company says it's already closed 10% of its shops since last month, but now plans to reopen a few in high-visibility locations with fewer employees. The company is also raising prices on a few of its electric vehicles, not including the Model 3, by about 3%. Still to come, we'll have the details on the White House's budget proposal. The Trump administration's new budget proposal released Monday comes with a $4.7 trillion price tag. The plan, which asks for $8.6 billion in funding for a border wall, kicks off discussions on the nation's spending that are likely to last several months. Joining us now from Washington with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Kate Davidson. Kate, some high numbers right off the bat. I think perhaps the most eye-catching is that increase in funding requested from the president in regards to the border wall. This, of course, coming after the president declared a national emergency after Congress refused his request for more than $5 billion. What do you make of that significantly higher ask?
Well, I think in some ways it makes sense, right? I don't think that the president could have really put forward a budget that didn't include at least as much money for the wall. So it's not totally surprising. So the request is $5 billion for the Department of Homeland Security and then $3.6 billion for the Defense Department's military construction budget. But right, it's important to point out that in the latest spending agreement, which was just, you know, last month, Congress only approved $1.38 billion. So this is, you know, more than six times as much. And I think it's an unrealistic ask. I don't really think they're going to get there. But as you said, it's sort of an opening bid from the president on, you know, what he's looking for. And he's sending a clear signal that the wall is still going to be a top priority for the White House this year.
And when we look at the plan overall, it reduces spending for some safety net programs like food stamps and Medicaid while increasing spending for the U.S. military. Can you tell us some more details?
Sure. So we're actually still digging through that document. But right, it would propose $2.7 trillion in spending cuts over the next decade, which is a pretty significant decrease. You know, some of that is from sort of outright cuts to programs. Others are new requirements that would basically save money. So, for example, right, some of the mandatory savings would be by imposing new work requirements on benefit recipients. So people who get food stamps, who are on Medicaid, who receive housing assistance, they would be required to go to work. And that's kind of similar. Some of these things are similar to the president's previous two budget proposals. He also proposes to trim spending at the Department of Transportation, at the Department of Ed, Department of Health and Human Services. So overall, it's a 5% budget reduction for next year from fiscal year 2019. And if you include things like emergency disaster relief spending, it's closer to a 10% decrease. I know I'm throwing a lot of numbers at you, but the bottom line is the administration is trying to save a lot of money, and they're pointing to rising deficits as motivation there.
Let's talk about the deficit. The White House has pledged to eliminate the national deficit by 2028. How does this plan work toward that goal?
Well, that's a really interesting question. So right when the president took office 2 years ago, his first budget request said, we're going to balance in 10 years. Last year, they acknowledged, oh, we just passed a big tax cut. That's going to be pretty difficult. We're not going to balance. Now, this year, you can see just how much worse the budget picture has gotten, even with these very steep spending cuts and very, very rosy economic growth assumptions. That is, they see the economy continuing at sort of this robust growth rate for the next decade. Even then, they wouldn't be able to balance the budget for about 15 years. And of course, by then, you know, we will be in a new administration, maybe have gone through a couple more presidential administrations. So it's pretty unlikely that the policies that are being outlined in the president's proposal will continue, which is what, you know, which is what the president's budget assumes. So I think, though, the message is that it's become very difficult with deficits rising to balance the budget.
So as we talked about at the top, this budget plan is kicking off discussions, perhaps even a fight with Congress. Besides the wall, which had effectively led to a government shutdown late last year, what do you see as some other major hurdles here as Congress and the president hash out the details?
Well, usually the main disagreement tends to be over defense spending versus non-defense spending. So Republican deficit hawks typically want to see greater investment for the military. And the president's budget is proposing a 5% increase for military spending. It would also increase this sort of separate contingency war fund by quite a bit. And Democrats typically don't like that. They think that that's sort of a budget gimmick because it's making it appear as though it's a smaller increase to defense when really you're kind of bulking up this separate account. What Democrats are going to push for is they want parity. That is, they want dollar for dollar increases in defense and non-defense spending. And so the White House has complained about this. This is something that always happens. Spending deals tend to be bipartisan because you really need support from all sides, especially in the Senate. You need Democratic support to advance spending bills. So I think that will be the debate again this year. Democrats will want to see that sort of increase in defense spending that's not exactly equal, but that they're increasing kind of by the same amount on both sides. So with the Democrats in control of the House, that gives them a little bit more of an upper hand than they've had in previous negotiations.
Kate, what have we heard from Democrats so far?
Well, Democrats certainly even yesterday were coming out against the president's request for more wall money, sort of saying don't try this again. don't try and hold up spending bills to push for this wall, which Congress has repeatedly rejected. They're sort of dismissing this strategy as really futile. And overall, they're complaining, obviously, about these deep cuts to non-defense discretionary spending. Discretionary spending has actually gone down as a share of the overall economy, but revenues as a share of GDP have also gone down. So that is what is leading to these rising budget deficits. But I think Democrats would say this isn't a spending problem, or it isn't only a spending problem. You know, we've just cut revenue, you know, or that this major tax cut that was passed. So they are not impressed with this budget. And I think that they're, you know, taking this opportunity to remind the president that Congress, that they control the purse strings. They're going to be the ones making the final decisions about spending.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Kate Davidson joining us from Washington with the details on the White House's budget proposal. Thanks so much, Kate.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for the Wall Street Journal.